Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Big episode today, long episode today. Get ready, guys, because this one is really, really funny. But Jeff,
yeah,
I want to talk about something very serious right now.
Uh-oh.
This Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, we're throwing down the gauntlet.
It is brother versus brother.
Rosenthal versus Rosenthal.
A.K.A. battle.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how long that will take? Maybe an hour and a half.
Maybe it'll take all week, you know?
But here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know the AKAs that we brought to the beginning of every episode of Waste Time with It's The Real. If you know our sketches, you've heard them in there. If you watched our MTV interviews where we went to red carpets and interviewed people like Stevie Wonder and
Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just like legends every single time.
We always used our AKAs. They were always surprising. They were always funny. They were always clever.
Yeah.
Now we're bringing them back.
It's you.
Mono.
Versus me.
Against Mono.
Mm-hmm.
This is one for the ages. Mm-hmm. And the only way for people to experience this
is at patreon.com/itsthereal.
Okay, so check this. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this. We say, hey, you want to be a part of this? Go to patreon.com/itsthereal and you contribute $2 a month, $3 a month, $5, $10, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you get givebacks. People are doing that. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who has chipped in, whether it's $2 or $100. We appreciate you. We thank you. This helps
especially now.
Oh, my God. When everything is like up, that should be down, and everything that's down is up. It's everything's backwards.
Yeah.
This is something that we can count on. So thank you to all of our contributors, our supporters out there. And shout out to everyone who's excited about this thing happening on Sunday, because it's exciting for us, too.
Yeah. And you know, I honestly don't care if there's like
a winner.
No, I know I know I'm gonna win, but like I don't care if there's 500,000 people in there.
Yeah, it's that there are people there.
Yeah,
and also it brings something different to the table, because every day can feel like the same. You said today feels like a Friday.
Yeah,
it's airing on a Friday,
but today's Thursday.
But it's Thursday.
I do like that you took it at face value that I would be like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter if it's 500,000 people in there.
Because
like,
really?
Like, let me tell you.
That'd be great.
Let me tell you, it's not happening. There's
guys, if there's 500,000 people out there who are listening to this right now.
A month.
Come over. Come to this side. Patreon.com/itsthereal is where you can go. Jeff, who's on the podcast today?
On the podcast today is Action Bronson.
Okay. So, there's no way to describe this. It's just Action Bronson.
We thought it was going to be a 20-minute phone call.
It wasn't. It was great.
He's Action kept saying
the best.
Keep going.
Okay. Action Bronson is first. And then Jeff?
Megan Wright.
Okay. You know her from Hot 97. You know her. She's been on A Waste of Time with It's The Real. This conversation is so Megan Wright.
Yeah. Off the wall bonkers.
It is. And then Jeff?
It starts with aliens. It ends with...
Who knows?
I don't know.
And then?
And then we had Cypher Sounds on.
And this... It's so Cypher Sounds.
Yeah.
Like, it... Man, we just laughed this entire episode. Shout out to Action. Shout out to Megan. Shout out to Cypher Sounds. Shout out to everyone out there who's been rocking with us day in and day out. We honestly would not do this without you guys.
Yeah.
It means something when you let us know that this is meaningful. It means something to us when you let us know that there's a normalcy that comes with hearing our voices every morning. And shout out to everyone who's tuning in and watching this too on youtube.com/itsthereal. That is super meaningful to us.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, it's crazy that in the 40 some odd days that we've been inside,
yeah,
haven't missed, well, we missed one day.
I don't even remember at this point.
We missed the first Saturday.
Okay, but you know what?
First Sunday, I mean, but that's it.
That's all right. Here we are. We're consistent. You guys are consistent. If you support us, patreon.com/itsthereal. Listen to this episode. Enjoy yourself. Escape for a little bit. Now, Jeff, let's get on the phone with our friend, Action Bronson.
Hello?
Bronson!
What up? He might not know it's us.
Yo.
Hello.
It's Eric and Jeff from It's The Real.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. You ready to start?
Yeah. I was in the fucking elevator.
Oh.
Yeah, we thought you were just like, fuck this.
Nah, I couldn't fucking hear you.
Bronson, what's happening? What up?
I feel great. I feel amazing.
Yo, there's so much to get to in this conversation, but we have to start off with the most important thing. How do you feel?
Hold on. Let me take my fucking hoodie off.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay. How do you feel about the possibility of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez buying the New York Mets?
Well, you know, I don't really have an opinion on that. It would be quite an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'd spend some money and make that team a good team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Queens deserves it.
Wait, what do you mean that team?
What do you mean, that team? I'm talking about the Mets.
Is there any possibility that you would go to a game, wear some Mets gear, if Alex and Jennifer were the owners?
No. No.
Did you feel any way when Jeter went down and bought the Marlins?
Nah, he probably had to wash some money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been in some nefarious situations his whole career.
Handing out gift bags.
Yeah, that.
Who knows what he's handing out in those gift bags? I'd like to get one of those gift bags because I heard there's some really nice face creams.
And yeah.
All kinds of nice stuff. Scrubs.
without any sports whatsoever, without any pop
Truffles.
Culture, what is the biggest way that you've been spending your time during quarantine?
I don't fucking know. Every day is the same.
Yeah.
I like to cook a lot. I like
sure.
to work out a lot. And you know, I'm just staying sane.
Yeah. That's good. And you're
just staying sane.
You're a new father, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
How has it been having a newborn in, you know, these type of circumstances?
Well, he don't know shit. I'm sure he does. He's actually smarter than
a fifth 100% grader?
Of the people. 100% yeah. of the people on this earth. He's a baby. He's a baby genius.
Yeah.
Legend. No, but you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta, you know, keep yourself busy. Do things. Do little hobbies. Fix your house. Clean your house. Clean your ass. You know. Smoke weed. Fucking write down things. Write down ideas. Look towards the future. Look towards a brighter day.
Maybe paint a little?
Well, absolutely. Painting is one of the most therapeutic things that there is on earth. Paint, cook. I made fruit leather last night.
You mean like a fruit roll-up?
Yeah, but a healthier one.
Healthy
fruit roll-ups.
How does one go about doing that? And are you watching like YouTube tutorials on that?
Nah, there was no YouTube tutorial. There was just one quick Google search on how to do it. It's pretty much how I thought I had to do it. I just wanted to, you know, confirm.
You have to like dehydrate the shit and then.
Well, if you don't have a dehydration system, Gigi, salga, okay, thank you. If you don't have the dehydration system, you just leave it in the oven overnight for 9 hours on 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Like my favorite cologne in 94.
You know.
Did you know that it's not called Joop?
I did not.
Do you know that it's called Youp?
No.
That shit fucking blew my mind. I was in Paris. So I'm like, yo, fucking one of my favorite colognes is from out here. Joop. And then they were like, what?
We are cool water people over here.
I mean, Youp. Yeah, cool water. I mean, of course, cool water. That's... I'm talking about the more exotic fragrances, like Jacquard Noir.
Yeah. By the way, do you remember when Drake, his Twitter symbol was Jacquard Noir?
Oh, yeah.
His Twitter at?
I don't.
Well, that was a special time in my life.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yo, Action, instead of Googling, can we just text you and ask you questions from now on?
Yeah, of course. I'm like the new Ping.
Ask Jeeves.
What happened to Ping? That shit went bye-bye, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't Bing anymore.
Yeah, nah, Google's so much more popping. Gigi, can you shut the fuck up, please? Why are you barking so much?
I do like that you speak to your dog in Albanian.
Yeah.
Well, no, I speak to her in Albanian and Spanish and English. She's trilingual.
Oh, smartest dog.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart baby, smart dog.
But they also speak Turkish because one of them's from Turkey. So the other one learned from her.
Whoa.
Wait, you bought a dog in Turkey?
I didn't buy, I've never bought a dog. I rescued a dog. I rescued 4 dogs from Turkey.
I didn't know if you were gifted the dogs, like Derek Jeter gifts people with the gift baskets.
Yeah, like from the king.
Well, I don't gift dogs, but we let a certain, you know, I kept a mother who I had a certain bond with when I met her. She loves me. I love her madly. And the babies got dispersed throughout friends, and now they all have very beautiful homes. They were taken from a tumultuous situation.
Yeah. Did you happen to watch...
Does the word turmoil come from tumult?
Wait, no. We ask you questions.
Yeah,
you can't ask us questions.
You're the Bing.
Yeah.
Action.
Bada Bing. What's up?
Did you happen to watch Tiger King on Netflix?
I caught a couple of them.
Okay.
I caught a couple of them.
Do you have any special attachment to big cats? Do you see the appeal?
Yes, I love big cats, but I wouldn't own them. You have to let all animals roam.
Yeah.
You don't want to capture those animals. Those animals are not happy in captivity.
Well, how do you feel as an animal that is currently being held captive?
Wow, that's a good segue.
Yeah, well, I'm not a captive. I'm running amok. I do what I want. I do what I want, but I'm also, you know, I'm also Jewishly cautious, you know? So it's not like the tiger's a Jew, you know. If the tiger was a Jew, it'd be a different situation. You know, we know how to survive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
speaking of survival, well, this isn't that at all. But I wanted to know. I heard that you sold one of your paintings to somebody.
I sold a couple of paintings to a couple of people, but not many. Just because there's lots of people that hit me up and ask me to do this, ask for paintings and stuff, ask if they could see them. But, you know, I don't know. I'm very selective. And if someone's real, they go out of their way to want to get it. So those people who went out of their way, they got them.
Yeah. I mean, does your process change when you're doing things by commission?
I would never do anything by commission. That's preposterous. Like, well, yo, can you paint me a dragon, bro? With Yeezys on?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's right. Exactly what you were thinking.
Follow-up question.
Yeah, follow-up question. Yeah, wait. How much would I have to pay for me riding a dragon wearing Yeezys? The dragon would be wearing Yeezys, not me. I don't agree with his politics.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I honestly don't think that I'd be able to follow through on that painting.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to do it. I'd have to say no.
I appreciate your candor.
Yeah, man.
In this tumultuous time.
We had Body on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Big and, Body Best.
And you know, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Body?
He said we were like, yo, how are you switching up the way you move outside now, considering, you know, the quarantine and COVID-19 and all that stuff? And he was like, well, the only thing that I've changed is now I have all of my people march in lines of two.
Yeah, nah, there's no other way to explain it. Yeah. But I know last time I was talking to him, he was having 4 different multicolored leathers being custom made for him. So I was just not any primary colors. I'm talking about you have to mix colors to get the colors that he was getting in leather.
Wow. Sure, there were 4 of them.
Yeah. There's going to be 4 different leathers.
Who has better leathers? Big Body Bess or DJ K Slay?
God damn, I'm going to have to go with K Slay just because of the age. Just because he's been doing it longer. Body's a little bit, you know, he's still in the early stages of leather.
Yeah, right. He's only 22. Let me ask you a follow-up question.
He's 22 in leather years.
Who has a better fruit leather collection, you or DJ K Slay?
Oh, man, I'll demolish him with fruit leather. I probably have the best fruit leather collection on the East Coast right now.
Wow.
I mean, that's a long coast.
Yo,
it's a long coast, and I have a long array of flavors. Peach, blackberry, raspberry.
Keep going.
boysenberry.
Keep going.
I have banana.
Talk about it.
I made strawberry.
Let the people know.
I made fucking... I'm going to make mango.
I want the people to hear you.
I'm going to go ahead and make red Asian pear. Chinese plum.
Yo, we're going to get Swiss Beats on the phone.
Japanese yuzu.
And we're going to do a versus.
Could you imagine?
Action and K-Slay, strictly the top 20 fruit leathers.
Yeah, now, honestly, I would love to do a versus with Body and K-Slay and leather. Yo. I honestly, we have to get Timberland. We have to get Timberland, and we have to get Swiss Beats on the phone immediately, because I want to challenge Guy Fieri.
Have you met him?
I have met him. I like him.
What is he like off camera? Like, is his name like actually like Gil or something? And he's just like a very buttoned up sort of.
If his name was Gil, I don't know if he'd go with Guy as a nickname. And I only know one guy named Gil, and he's French, and you call him Yil. His name is Gilles.
It's pronounced Yoon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's Gilles.
Actually, who is the most New York person that you've ever met?
The most New York person I ever met?
Because, like, I love that what New York Nico has been doing, where he's tried to find, like, the most New York accent and the most, New York shirt. And I wonder, like, you know, I'm sure that,
these dudes, you gotta understand this. Body will tell you much better than I will.
Well, he's very articulate.
I'm a little harsh.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, these dudes don't know what the fuck New York is. You're walking around New York taping people now. I fuck with Nicholas.
Yep.
You know, at the end of the day, but you know, that's not really what New York was. You know,
New York is
a little bit more different than that. You know, if you go to certain areas, they're gonna fucking beat the shit out of you, tape.
Yeah.
You know. But the most New York person I think I've ever met is Charlie the cab driver. They don't make characters like that.
Where'd you meet him?
Where did I meet him? I met him on Queens Boulevard when I fucking used to hail gypsy cabs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Dudes, you're not a New York person if you haven't taken a gypsy cab or from, you know... The gypsy cab is a cab that runs the same line as the bus.
Yep.
It's kind of like a dollar van. They just run certain boulevards, you know?
Yeah.
It usually smells amazing. It has one of those crown fragrances.
You know, you're one of the most traveled people that we know. You have...
I'm the most fucking New York person that's around.
That is true. We just didn't know if you were the most New York person you've ever met.
Who's more New York, you or DJ K-Slay?
K-Slay is more New York. You gotta understand, he was in Style Wars, bro.
Yes, he was. He's a legend. He's a legend.
He's a legendary graffiti writer.
Yep.
And he's transitioned. I never knew or thought in a million years that I'd have so much K-Slay talk in an interview.
This is the best.
By the way, it's not done.
Yo, you're like the most traveled person that we know. You have so many stamps. Have you thought about the fact that travel is basically shut down for maybe the next 8 months, a year?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty shitty, to be honest. I had a bunch of I had a full American run, 30-something dates, a nice little European run, like 14 or 12 dates, something like that.
Fuck.
All down the shitter.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted right now. You know, at the end of the day, I'm disgusted.
How much would it take for you to go to, like, you know, the airport, jump on a plane, and go to Argentina,
Yemen?
Like, today? Yeah, Yemen.
Argentina, is he hunting Nazis?
I'd go to Argentina or Yemen right now. I'm not scared, man. I'm not scared. My immune system is feeling good, you know?
So there's been a lot of people, a lot of friends of ours.
I'm drinking so much fucking green juice, man.
How much?
You don't understand. So much. Let me tell you. I drink so fucking much. I have one in the morning. I have one at night. I have fucking ginger all day.
Yep.
I have
turmeric.
Fucking turmeric shots.
Yep.
I'm turmeric isn't
shots of
green.
Olive oil.
Olive oil is green.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But listen, it's, you know, it's serious.
It is.
I'm building over here.
What are you building?
I'm building a fucking empire in my body.
You're building another body?
My body is a legacy. My body is a cathedral.
Mm.
I have to treat it as such.
What are you doing for haircuts these days?
I just buzz it, man. I haven't paid for a haircut in years. After I figured out how to do it myself, what the hell am I doing? All they do is a number one or a number zero.
You don't need to get no fancy fading. With a fade. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's no fading. There's no scissor usage. There's no lineups with different types of blades where you have to go from this blade to that blade. No. One blade.
Well, actually, One Blade would be a very good movie. By the way, I remember the last time
we
saw
you. There's already a fucking One Blade.
No, you're thinking of Blade 2.
There is only One Blade. It's
Blade
3,
yeah. The last time we saw you, you had a shaving accident. You accidentally shaved off your beard.
Yeah, that's right. I did. That was fucking shitty. Because it was like, it was a surprise under there. I hadn't seen it in a minute. I was like, ugh. It was a little mushy.
What is the thing that you've ordered like the most of in this quarantine, and what's the thing that you need like right now?
Yo, bro, I haven't had one thing from outside in 2 months. I've made all my food, all my family's food, but everything has been made in this home.
Wow.
Before shit hit the fan, you know, it was still a little bit of talk of Corona, you know? It was just some talks.
Yeah.
I was ordering amok. I was ordering nonstop. I was ordering this, ordering that. You know, my caviar account is despicable. That's why this almost fucking changed everyone's life. This changed me in a better way. You know.
Yeah, self sufficient.
I'm no longer gonna use the caviar app. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
They fucked me over so many times. They don't send the goddamn drink. Then who do you call? You can't call somebody because they're calling you from fucking Pakistan. You can't call them over there like, yo, can you tell them to bring the fucking drink back?
You know what you should do? Bing them.
Yeah. Yo.
You know.
Action, I do not want to get in the middle of a big thing between you and Caviar. That's not what this interview is supposed to be about.
It's all right. It's all right.
I don't need big caviar coming down on us. Yeah.
I've been there before. Fucking, I'll break caviar off some.
Yo. I think a lot of people, in addition to your painting, are interested in how you're doing creatively with music. Where's your head at right now? What is your big plan in terms of like putting out music moving forward? Where are you at?
Yeah. I have an album done right now called Only for Dolphins.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Ready. It's ready. It'll be out. Well, I don't know, within one or 2 months.
Amazing.
I'm just working on a new little situation that I've situated for myself that looks really, really nice and promising and happy.
Terrific.
And the music will be out very shortly.
Do we have any issues with samples or anything?
As of right now, no. But, you know, obviously I'll be taking care of all those things. I'll, you know, as long as these people want to do the deal with me and are allowing me to use whatever I'm using, then I could allot them some money.
Wonderful.
Do you want us to create some problems with samples?
I would love that. Can you get me sued 3 more times? I'd really love to lose about $250,000.
Who's the bigger pain in your ass right now? Samples or caviar?
Caviar, for sure. I'll deal with the samples, but caviar is a motherfucker. You can never get back to them. Okay, who do you call? Like I said, who do you call? You got to call somebody. I tried leaving the most visceral email, like where you could leave a message, but they don't allow you to write fuck, pussy, motherfucker. They don't even allow you to write the word knife.
Yo, this would be the best thing ever. If you hit up DJ K-Slay and you're like, yo, I got a problem. I got a problem with someone. He's like, who? I'll be there in a second. And you're like, caviar.
Let's talk more about K-Slay. He's the one who brought in the model chick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Straight stuntin'? Yeah.
How many issues of straight stuntin' do you have?
I don't have that many, but how many have I gotten money to? Many.
Mm.
But I don't think I ever owned one. I think I borrowed it.
Yo, so we had Casey on the podcast a few years ago. We got like pretty close with him. He's a great guy, right? So after that, he follows us on Instagram. We follow him on Instagram. And Jeff's favorite thing to do on Instagram.
Well, okay, so he was in like this like warehouse or something. He was doing a straight stunt and shoot, and I just go, there was like a one couch situation, and there was a big butt girl like sort of near it, and I just go, is this your house? And he goes, is this my house? Who the fuck are you?
That's amazing.
Would you listen to him on Hot 97 like every Wednesday night or whatever?
Yeah, lock in.
Yeah.
Lock in.
Deep lock.
Yeah. He used to play all the early Dipset. That's why I used to listen to it, because he used to play mad Uncasa freestyles.
There you go.
Yeah.
And like J.R. Ryder new shit.
Yeah.
But let me just say this. I love Uncasa.
Yo, who's the most...
I just thought I had to say that.
I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you for letting me say that.
Who's the most random person in the Dipset universe that you like love?
Or that you've met?
Like I said, Uncasa.
Wow.
I met Freaky Zeke recently.
Yep.
Last year at Rolly Loud. I love that. We took a flick. I never met Cam, but I've met Jim. Jim's the man.
You never met Cam?
I'm surprised.
Nope. I'm shocked.
Santana's the man.
Wait, yeah. We were there. We were at a Cameron concert together.
Uncasa's the one.
Where? I mean, like, well, we were at SOB's. You were next to us. You didn't know us then. But you were standing on the stairs.
This is probably like 10 years ago, yeah.
And I was in the crowd, right?
Yeah. You pulled up and you just rapped along and then bounced.
Like I said, me and Body, we grew friendship over Dipset.
Yeah. But Bird Lady isn't someone that you put up there or like...
Nah, but you know who was fire with the hooks? What's his name from Philly? Who was on Certified Gangster Hook.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
his name? I forgot his name. I can't believe it.
I'm going to bing him right now.
I'm not a fucking real Dipset fan if I don't remember him. I'm fucked up.
let's see right now. I'm just binging and... Who is on my...
You see? Come on, bing it.
Eric's on Ask Jeeves right now.
It doesn't even...
He's from Philly.
Yeah, it's not.
I like Young Chris.
From Philly.
Philly's Most Wanted. Yeah, he's cool as fuck. I love Beanie. I never met Beans, but I love him.
Young Chris from Young Guns.
Yeah, from Young Guns. Neef.
Yep, yeah.
Fucking, I love them. I love Petey Crack. That's around. I think Petey Crack is fire.
Absolutely.
Who's another, like, have you ever met, like, Foxy Brown?
I wish. I met Lil' Kim.
Where'd you meet her?
We did a little cypher thing together. I met her a couple of times, but she always shows love. Gave her a nice big hug.
That's super
really
dope.
Sweet. Yeah, she's a sweet woman.
I held the door open for Foxy Brown at Union Square Cafe.
Yep.
Which was amazing.
And that was it.
Yeah. Damn.
That's my one story.
We got to hit up Clark Kent and see if she'll do this.
I love Il Nana.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was one of my favorite albums. She was fire.
Yeah.
Oh, no question.
I had Broken Silence.
I don't remember that one.
That was the follow-up.
Yeah, second album.
Or no, that was the third one. The second one was China Doll.
Mm.
It's weird much you, like, remember.
I remember China Doll. Because she had the Chinese letters on her arm. That was, like, a big thing.
Yeah,
and also
sure.
She had that song that was called Hotspot. And I remember, like, Vibe was just like, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And then it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Action, we love you. We love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of you and yours. We'll be checking in. Any Google questions that we have, we're going
to
send them your way.
I'm kind of disappointed. That's it. I thought that there was going
to
be more.
No, listen. Action, we can talk about
it. Go five more goddamn minutes.
We were told that you only had 20 minutes, but here we're here for this. Yo.
Well, it's 25 minutes now, so you already fucked me. So go five more.
Yo, can you talk about the reaction after your big on-screen appearance with Robert De Niro?
People were very surprised but happy. You know, people tell me I killed it. Yo, you killed that shit. I don't know if it was they were referring to how good I was acting wise, but it was a good look.
I thought it was great.
I mean, it was fun. You guys know me, so it's taken back a little bit. You're laughing through the whole thing, so you don't really get the nuance of my acting.
Oh, that is a fact. That is true.
Yeah, I was laughing that you were there. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
The whole shit is hilarious. They brought me out at Lincoln Center. Like, yep. Marty brought me out at fucking Lincoln Center.
Marty?
Yeah, come on, it's my guy. He brings me out. I'm the first one announced on stage. It's me, Sebastian Maniscalco.
I mean, it's alphabetical order, right? So, you know.
It wasn't, though. It just went from A to S. That doesn't like that. Joe Pesci's in between there, you know?
Does Marty call you Action or Bronson?
He calls me Action.
It's dope.
Wait, does that get confusing on a set?
Well, that was one of his little things that he did on the set. With the first take we did, he goes, "All right, you ready? Action, action!" And he like bust out laughing to himself. He's like, "I always wanted to say that." He's funny.
Do you have anything else in the can right now, like feature wise?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was a movie that was supposed to come out in April, but it's coming out in June. That's called The King of Staten Island with
Pete Davidson.
With Pete Davidson.
And Judd Apatow. And yeah.
Judd Apatow.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Although I think it's pronounced Judd. Judd Apatow.
I got a pretty significant role in the movie. Pretty happy about it.
Is that going to be distributed on Netflix or Hulu or one of them?
Yeah, they just arranged.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not really sure. As far as I know now, it's going to be just released on demand. Whatever that means.
Oh, well, that's dope. At least people can watch it. Yeah,
there was some news that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I'm happy about it, but you know, at the end of the day, I like gatherings. I like going to little things and seeing people and being seen and saying hi, shit like that.
Yeah.
The red carpet thing for The Irishman was pretty next level, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, what was that what was that red carpet like?
I mean, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, Ray Romano.
Pretty good.
Fucking, what's his name? Didn't show up. Oh, I'm not sure if he did.
Marty Young Chris.
Oh.
No, Marty showed up. My favorite actor of all time, who is, what's his fucking name?
The guy who did the hook for Certified Gangsters?
fucking bad lieutenant himself. What's his fucking name?
Matthew Modine.
Matthew McConaughey. I'm so stoned. How do I not even remember my favorite actor's name? What a fucking guy. He played, what's the fucking asshole's name?
McConaughey was in that movie?
No.
Nah.
Like, now I feel like I'm stoned. I'm just like, wait.
Bro, what's the fucking guy's name? He was in Bad Lieutenant. I can't put Clockers. Fucking, my guy.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Eric's on Bing.
What am I? I'm on fucking drugs.
Oh, Harvey Keitel.
Come on. Yeah. How do I forget Harvey's name? That's my fucking brother.
And then meanwhile, he didn't even show up to your red carpet.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Moral of the story was my guy wasn't there. But you know, everyone else was there. Fucking, what's Narducci? The one from Artie Bucco's wife in Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
She was there. Pacino, I gave Pacino a big hug. He seemed like he was inebriated.
But
it was fine because we all were.
Have you made Robert De Niro genuinely laugh?
100%.
That has to be the best feeling ever.
Well, no, it wasn't. I got my balls hummed on many times by a choir, by a woman from the choir.
Okay, you know, the second best feeling ever?
Heavy, with like a Mariah Carey voice. When she hits the hum. Nah, you know what's a great feeling? To hit a fucking home run. Like when you're at the batting cage and you get that shit, when you hit it perfectly, that feels good.
I bet.
Yeah, Eric's like, I bet, like I've never... You want to know what action? That does sound nice. Hitting a home run.
Hitting a home run is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, would you rather... play for A-Rod's Mets, or would you rather play for Derek Jeter's Marlins?
I'm gonna have to play for the Mets.
I'm staying home
first off.
Even though they did you dirty with the whole like getting you fired thing.
That wasn't their fault. I was being a little bit crazy. It was my fault. It was my fault for reacting irrationally. But at that time, I had proper cause.
Which was what?
I just couldn't. Well, I don't like to rehash all the bad things I've done in life, but, you know, it was...
Well, no, we have five more minutes.
It was a misunderstanding. Let's leave it at that. And I told somebody that I'll fucking kiss them in the mouth and they're a fucking pussy. And that was it.
You can't say that to caviar.
I can't say that to some fucking Indian kid either.
Do you remember... Oh, well, first, I want to get your idea of the order of boroughs, right? What is your favorite borough to the least favorite borough? And
I swear to God, if you say Manhattan, I'm going to get pissed.
and I want to know if you ever had an issue with how Funk Flex would not shout out certain places, but he would shout out, you know, Jersey or Long Island, but he would never shout out Westchester.
Yeah, but I think he lives in Westchester.
He does.
He does, which
so
is I don't understand
it's,
this.
It's
yeah.
the worst part.
New Rochelle. Yeah, he had an issue with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, my favorite Funk Flex shit is when he does the Western Beef commercial.
Well, of course. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's legendary. That'll make you fucking fall out of your chair.
Did you stop by Western Beef when you would play at Highline?
100%.
Yeah.
That first time I played at Highline, I went to Western Beef when it was open earlier in the day. I got a couple of things and I went upstairs.
If you are, you know,
I haven't been in Highline in a minute, though.
Well, well, it's closed.
It's closed down.
I have some bad news for you.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I didn't want to add more, you know, anxiety to your to your quarantine.
I'm devastated right now.
Do you want to share some good Highline memories?
Yeah, I mean, I think Riff Raff came out one time for me. Or I came out for Riff Raff at the Highline, which is weird. I think we did the Double XL show at Highline, freshman class, right?
Yep.
There was a couple other things at Highline that was dope.
Action, do you remember?
I don't miss the staircase going upstairs.
No,
no, that was stupid.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
It was stupid. It was
a stupid staircase.
It was bad.
Do you remember when we ran into you at the airport? We were all heading down to South by Southwest. And
I do.
And you were like, yo, I'm so mad that Alchemist is the only one out of all of us who does not bring his stuff as carry-ons. He actually checks his luggage.
Yep, he does. He does. He does because he has a Burton bag that was mad big. And it didn't fit, you know, like, it's crazy.
And then have to wait for him.
Nah, he's better now. He knows how to travel. That's a traveled man. He's a veteran in this travel game.
He's been to all five boroughs.
That's right.
I don't think he's been to every single one. Oh, yeah, he has. He's been to every borough. Yeah.
Like, which one wouldn't he have been to?
Yeah, he hasn't been to Westchester.
He hasn't been to Rikers Island. Rikers Island is definitely a borough.
Yeah, well, unquestionably.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Roosevelt Island.
I was born on Roosevelt Island.
No shit.
Yeah. Well, born in Lenox Hill Hospital.
I used to go to that Roosevelt Island camp, the day camp.
Did you really?
I did.
You take the tram?
Yeah, we take the tram. We play ball. Someone would drive us over that little bridge.
Holy shit.
Play basketball all day, play Samurai Showdown in the little clubhouse.
What is Samurai Showdown?
Are you fucking crazy?
I think it sounds...
I'm pretty crazy.
Sounds like an amazing game show.
Yeah.
No, Samurai Showdown is one of the greatest fighting games that has ever been made by Neo Geo.
Oh my god.
It's like a Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat type of game where it's very, very Japanese characters and they have swords and they do crazy shit.
Yeah,
it's fire.
Action, you're a Knicks fan, like we're Knicks fans. How do you feel watching the Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, on ESPN every Sunday night?
Oh, man. I wish I could do a monologue about it.
You can. We have five more minutes.
The time keeps going back. We have like one more thing to say. I'm going to hang up on you fucking assholes. Nah, but I you know. I haven't gotten to the part where you beat the Knicks yet.
Right.
It's inevitable. No, but you know it's good to watch history. But I'd like to see I'd like to see one of these done on Hideki Matsui.
Hmm. That would be pretty good. What if Hideki Matsui bought the Mets?
I'd be a Mets fan.
Actually,
he batted 700 for the World Series that year, 2009. Just remember that.
Legend.
700.
He's an absolute legend. Action, We love you. Take care of
Much
you and
love,
yours.
Fellas. You guys too. Please.
Be well, and we'll catch up with you as soon as we can get out of these four walls, and just we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll go have some soup.
Sounds good. Have some caviar.
Take care.
And now, Jeff, let's get on the phone with our friend Megan Wright.
Is this the right call to pick up?
Megan!
What up?
Question. You know, now I can like screenshot that and it makes it look like we got into a fight and you called me a bunch of times and I didn't answer. So I have that in case it's necessary. Hi, guys.
Megan, how are you?
I am okay.
Okay, wait, hold up. Okay. You texted us this morning. You said you had a mission that you were going to complete right when we were going to call you this afternoon.
Yeah, outside.
Was it rain?
I did.
Was it rain related that you stayed inside? Because now it's sunny out.
So here's the thing. I've been going outside only when it's raining.
Same.
Yeah, because so nobody else is outside.
There's less people.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody else is outside. So I use the rain as my excuse to like hit the streets in a very safe social distance mask type situation if I have to go outside.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get a few things. And then, you know, it's just crazy how much anxiety, you know, we now have with just simply leaving the house.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I live in the city, you know, and then I'm one of those prior health condition people. And then with all this stuff that I've been reading about strokes and things like that, it's just like I'm like, you know what, like even though I know they're going to start to you know do like the reopening as it happens,
mm-hmm.
And as it's safe, it's still like it's a weird anxiety to leave the house,
Megan.
It's like if I think too much about it, I'm not going.
Well, are you the type of person to read too much?
Yeah, maybe you should stop reading.
So here, first of all, here is the thing, though. You guys know I do my show every day.
Yeah.
So I have to, you know, it's important, especially because of the platform that I'm on, to make sure that, you know, people are up to date with what's happening as press conferences are happening. So it's like every day I have to get up and watch de Blasio. I have to get up and watch Cuomo. I have to read and then even try to find things that I think are actually important. You know, like, not that all of it isn't important, but then there are certain things that it's like, okay, you know, what out of all of this is beneficial to, like, us, you
yes.
know?
Yeah.
Like, what part of this can we use to either help with something or maneuver a certain way? But I had to, like, give myself limits because, which is why I'm not, like, on social media that much, because when this stuff first started and the videos that were being posted in the news and whatever, it just it gets to be a lot.
Yeah, I
and
think
I'm like, I can't, you know.
I think that there's a very suitable amount of things that you can read. I'm all in on reading, just reading in general. I think people should read more, but I think
right.
that it's the deep dives into like the dark corners of the internet to try to go to like WebMD to figure all of this out. That ends up being the troubling thing.
Well, yeah, but
why
the thing
do you
is
act
that
like we have a group chat called Alien.
I want to get to that in a second, but you were saying, Jeff.
But no, I think that, like, I personally find that Cuomo and, I guess de Blasio, but especially Cuomo has been very reassuring because, like, of the way that he presents his facts.
Yeah.
A steady hand. These are the things that are happening, and it's like, okay, as long as I understand what the playing field is, then I think I'm good. That being said, Megan, as a member of the media, I would sort of hope that you just start making shit up because it seems like a lot of people are being very cavalier about what facts are. And so, you know, who gives a shit? Just be like, yeah, like, you know, the shit's a hoax. Who cares?
Also,
yeah, that's not necessarily, you know, I love a good conspiracy.
I know you
Reddit,
do.
You know, but we're not trying to have, like, I don't want the headline to be, like, War of the Worlds has started because of Megan Wright. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes, because believe me, you know, I want to go on this tangent about what I might think or what's this. And then the fact that all of these UFO videos,
mm-hmm.
people aren't even worried about them. Or not even worried, but it's not even the top priority. It's like, you know, a lot of stuff is going on. So I feel like it would be irresponsible of me to interject all of my theories that I believe are actually facts. But to broadcast them on a platform so large, I don't want to, you know, cause that.
Right, you want to save that for Reddit, panic. You know?
Yeah, that's for my Reddit username that I'm not telling anybody that I have, so you guys don't realize I'm one of those people. Like, you know those people that, like, talk to themselves in Instagram comments? I do that on Reddit. So it's
like, you're like, I agree with what she said.
Yeah, good, yeah. You just keep putting good post with an exclamation point. Right.
Megan, is the fact that the government did put out those videos, did declassify them, did say, yes, these exist, does that make your fear elevate or lower?
I'm not afraid. We've discussed this. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I've known. But what I find interesting is everybody wants to talk about how, like, I'm ridiculous, or it's like they'll send me clips, or they'll, like, send me news articles, and then when I respond, they're like, yeah, okay. But then as soon as there's some hardcore evidence, it's like they want me to help them.
They want me
to tell the aliens that it's, that they're okay and that they've been down since day one. I'm not doing that.
Megan finds a way to make the existence of aliens about her.
That's not what's happening.
Megan, you like you said, you live here in the city. Have you found your apartment, which may have been, you know, enough space beforehand, have you found it to be suffocating during these times?
Yeah, it's a little rough. Yeah, especially because I'm like, yeah, it's like, you know, I love this apartment so much when I got it.
Yeah.
And I still love it. I'm not going to talk about it because I'm in it. I don't want anything bad to happen while I'm in my apartment. But I, yeah, like it's, and you know, I'm like a homebody anyway. Yeah. Unless I'm like working, I'm okay with being at home. And I'm not fighting it, but there's just something about these walls.
Is there something about, like, your neighbors?
Yeah, my neighbors aren't really, like, fucking with me right now.
How so?
And if you're wondering why I'm, like, one of the... See, it's crazy. As you guys know, like, I DJ on IG Live, like, why I'm at work. Like, yeah. Why I'm at the station. Like,
yes.
I love to do it. I do it a lot. I can't even turn my music up to, like, one... like one little, because they start banging on the walls. But I get it. Like, I get it, because we're all, you know, we're all stuck in this together. We're all being, you know, in these houses. And because I live in an apartment, any noise is like, you know,
tenfold. Yeah.
Yeah. What if they, what if your neighbors started sending in requests? Like, would that be a better thing?
I thought about writing like a note and then like spraying it with Lysol and putting it on their door.
Yeah, they definitely, like, appreciate that.
Yeah, it just, like,
that sounds like terrorism.
Like, no. I would be like, FYI, I sprayed this with Lysol so you can pick it up. Please check yes or no if it's okay. Like, can I DJ from this time to this time? Please,
you should just scream through the wall if the walls are that thin.
Or maybe you just tell them that, listen, I'm playing a set tonight from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And, you know, now that you know.
Yeah, now you can enjoy it in bed.
So you guys are aware. But the thing is, like, it's like I'm on during the day. So I'm even be trying to do, like, my mixes, like, from the station. And it's, like, so low that I'm like, does this even sound right? Like, what's happening? Like, it's just such a, you know.
Well, I don't know speaking about how apartments feel very small, I feel like, and I've never had, like, an issue with ghosts, but I do feel like I keep seeing things in this apartment. I keep seeing, like, the existence of, like, animals, like rats, specifically rats. I keep seeing rats in this apartment, and I know they're not here.
Are you sure? Wait.
But
are,
like,
you sure that the rats aren't real? You guys don't have, like, a mouse problem.
I am positive that we do not have a rat problem, but I always feel like... There is the existence of rats. Like, I've been in this apartment for too long.
Are they ghosts of rats?
Oh, like, the rats have previously been in the apartment and then they died. Yeah. And now I see the spirits of them because the spirits have not settled somewhere.
Take it to Reddit.
Is this, speaking of Reddit, I was going to tell you about the thread that I went under. What time does this happen?
Literally
this,
like, all the time. No, all the time.
Like, during the day, you're just seeing, like, shadows of rats?
Just, like, well, it's, like, okay, so I don't have great vision. I don't wear my glasses when I'm in the apartment, but I just have, like, I sort of have to direct my...
Because Jeff wants to see the ghost.
Well, no, it's because I have three eyes that are open, and my glasses are only for two eyes.
The third eye.
But yeah. Anyway, so basically what I'm trying to say is I'm going nuts, and I keep talking to people three times a day.
The reason I was asking what time was because I started having, like, crazy dreams, and then I didn't realize if they were real or not. And then I, like, looked it up, of course, because, you know, the truth is out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
X-Files. So I looked it up, and it was saying, like, the amount of people that were, I don't know where they're, like, I always wonder, like, research says, like, who is collecting this data? But whoever is collecting the data of what's happening during, you know, quarantine, people are having, like, a surge in, like, lucid dreams.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, stress dreams. Right. Yeah.
So I had this dream, like, it was so insane that I even though there were shrimp running around my house, I thought it was real.
Wait, were they real shrimp or ghosts of shrimp?
No, they were real shrimp, but then
yeah, Eric,
you know,
I
could have thought they were ghosts of shrimp. Who knows? But it was such a real dream that when I got up, I like was cautious about stepping on the floor because I was like, I'm going to step on my shrimp.
Yeah, I would be afraid of iodine poisoning.
Can you, Megan, can you believe what dumb questions Eric's asking? Were they real shrimp?
You know what? Quarantine, but they were, I think they were like, they didn't have like heads on them though because I had just ordered like shrimp.
Oh, they were prepared. Yeah.
Of shrimp.
So they were like, what is that?
Megan's
like,
a shrimp killer.
Oh my guys, you guys, it's just a tax. I'm making aliens about me. I'm murdering shrimp. Mm-hmm. What else am I doing? I'm also the reason my bike's not put together.
You're taking, well, first of all,
you are the reason why you're
talking about my bike.
I do want to talk about your bike.
Yeah.
Megan, you want to tell the people that you guys want me dead?
Seems like we're taking a leap here. Okay.
Bicycle
so
together.
Megan hit us up and said,
"Can I finish?" No. It's your podcast.
No. Listen, Megan, you're the guest. Please continue with your story.
Let me do the countdown before Megan posts that screenshot on her Instagram.
I know. I have a bike.
Yes.
That's now a desk or a shelf. It's a shelf because
it's in a box.
I got it. Shout outs to ASAP Ferg. It's from his Redline
collaboration.
Collaboration. And I got it in the wintertime. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm accident prone. So it's probably not a good idea. Ice, you know, snow situation. Like, I shouldn't, you know, I'm going to wait until the weather starts getting nice.
Smart.
And when the weather started getting nice, Corona appeared. And I was like, wow. Now is not the time to, you know, put the bike together because how am I going to get, even though I know the bike shops, but just figuring out how to get the shelf out of my house to get, you know? So I had asked a couple people who may or may not have this podcast to help right before Corona happened, put my bike together.
Right before Corona happened. Go on.
And so then now, is my story adding up? So then now.
Somewhat.
You guys are encouraging me to get tools by myself from Amazon, but those Amazon deliveries are few and far in between, so I probably won't get here for 4 weeks anyway, and put the bike together myself so then when I can ride into the distance and it can just all fall apart and then I'll have to be hospitalized.
That's what I was waiting on. I was like, yeah. Where's the fault and the liability here? But
yeah,
there it is.
Right there.
I see now.
Yeah.
Right there.
There's a couple of screws in the bike.
But I think you guys know me well enough to know that it's not a good idea for me to put a bike together.
Well,
I think it's a great idea, and I'll tell you why. I think that people are starved for good content, and I think that you should be filming that instead of your DJ sets
or your escalator.
Yeah, forget. Wow,
that was
entertaining. Act like it wasn't.
I loved your escalator video. I told you that. I thought it took, you know, the elevator idea to the next level.
Well, okay, people have no idea what we're talking about. Because
I
know that Megan thinks that her Instagram video that she put up.
I didn't even bring this up, so how could I think that?
Went viral.
Videoed herself.
Essentially, going down an escalator in her apartment.
Yeah, pretending to. Yeah.
That does not exist.
Sorry, not pretending, acting.
How do you guys know I don't have two floors in my studio apartment?
Because you You said it's
because your
not...
floors are where the shelves are.
It's right next to the shelf. Yeah.
About the bike, are you saying now is a good time for us to leave our apartment, go to yours?
Well, no, take the subway, go right. down to yours.
Go up the escalator.
If you guys think I would let you anywhere near my house after doing all of that and getting on subway, it's just not happening.
I'm saying.
Well, no, I would spray myself in Lysol or whatever you said you would spray your
bring
neighbor's
a
note. By the way, nothing is less reassuring than telling someone, I'm safe. I sprayed myself down in Lysol, which, by the way, doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
How have you seen, there's a new article that came out, well, another article that came out today talking about the future of what, you know, I don't know, is it Sweden? Somebody, the idea is that they're going to do something called, like, do you want to be a part of my bubble? And that's how they're going to, like, open up. You're gonna be allowed to have like 10 people in your bubble, but those 10 people are only allowed to hang out with the 10 people in your bubble.
No, but that makes my head hurt.
You see what I'm saying? So
this
it's
is
like
MySpace
if we
rules.
Were, if we were in a bubble, right? If we were in the top, yeah, not top 8, top 10, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, all of our bubbles has to be like the same people, so we can on weekends we could only hang out with us and other people in the bubble. And then you have to promise not to, like, go to a different bubble during the week.
Oh, I feel like I would end up being, like, the last kid picked in dodgeball. Like, it's that everybody is like, well, you know, our top 10 is set. And then there's me. And, like, even Eric has 10 different friends in me. I'm just, like, I'm just in my soul bubble.
Megan, have you been Zooming with your heavy hitters brethren?
You talking about enough?
I'm talking about...
Is
enough.
He the only heavy hitter?
And the whole game.
Oh, I thought you were asking about Enough because Enough just got back to work.
I know. Saw that. Shout
so
out to DJ
excited.
Enough.
We FaceTime. Even though I almost, speaking of almost killed myself, Enough was on, I get excited when Enough calls. And so we were talking and I was FaceTiming him, but I forgot for 2 seconds that I was also broiling toast or bread, which is another thing that I was talking about because I never had like a toaster growing up. So I broiled bread to make toast.
Yeah, sure. In the oven. Yeah.
So I forgot that it was broiling and I'm talking to Enough and I'm having this like serious conversation and I'm like, wow, my eyes are burning. Wow. Like what's happening? And then all of a sudden my alarm starts going off and it's like carbon monoxide poisoning. And I'm like, oh my God. And I run and Enough is just staring at me. Like Enough has a habit of like staring at me or taking screenshots when I'm doing something stupid. Like one time I called him when I ran into like, I don't know if I ran into a door. I forget what it was. And my nose was bleeding and he just started taking screenshots.
See how it feels when people take screenshots? Listen, Megan.
Yeah, this is a PSA.
When I said heavy hitters brethren, I meant like the entire squad.
Oh, the groups? You know, yeah. They just started doing Zoom stuff, and I've missed the past like two of them.
What were
but
you
we're
doing?
We're trying to do a lot of the Zoom stuff.
She's building her bike.
No, by the way, Megan.
Building my bike. What am I doing?
The amount of reasons that you've listed as to why you should not build your bike. Like, you want to know what? You're right. You know,
I shouldn't build my bike.
You've run into too many doors. You've, like, almost set your apartment on fire. Carbon monoxide. Not great.
Okay.
Don't build your bike.
You know, I've liked you guys so much better the last time we talked. Just the other day. Definitely the other day. But just these past 2 days, I don't know what's happened. All this consistent content that you guys are putting out has just turned you guys into monsters.
Well, no. The crazy thing is we keep putting the same episode out every single day. We just change the artwork.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for one person to notice.
Yeah.
Megan, I told you last week that I was so excited to see DJ Enough back spinning, back on Hot 97, doing Instagram lives, like playing like house music, like really like, you know, just like seeing him excited, seeing him back at work.
Yeah.
And every time I jump in his live, I do all capital letters and I say, love you, Big Spanish, because DJ Enough is our friend for over a decade and he never responds. And I told
That's
Megan...
I tell him that you guys are mean to me.
I knew it. I knew it, Jeff. I told you.
Yeah. Because you guys like to, it's like you guys ask me questions and then when I answer, you're like, oh, here she goes. You asked me. What? Have you talked to so and so and done whatever? This is, whoa, what could you possibly be doing? I don't know. Trying to survive. I don't know. Keeping my stress down to a minimum. Staying off of my phones and computers because I don't have those, I don't know, Shout out to Haitian Pat, who's Enough's best friend.
Yeah.
Told me I needed to have rocks in my house, like for the energy, for all the electronics,
and for all the shrimp around. You know,
so begin the shrimp. Yeah, so it's like obviously, like I'm losing it, and instead of asking me how I'm doing, well, every time I answer a question, you guys are attacking me.
Megan.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
You know, I was about to start making spaghetti, but you guys interrupted me with a call, so I'm hungry.
Yeah. Let's just list the reasons why we're bad to Megan.
Yeah.
We didn't build her bike. We kept her from eating. We haven't seen her in real life. It's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Remember that last event I saw you at? It was like a Rick Ross listening. You guys were avoiding me the whole night.
You mean as in you came over, I said hello to another person, and you got mad?
Yeah, and I left. Yeah, I was like, I don't have time for this.
I turned around and I said, "Where'd Megan go?" Jeff said she ran off. I said, "What happened?"
It's that thing. You know, there's a meme that I saw. It's like when your friends are talking to other people, you don't know what to do, so you just get it. All right, that's my exit. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, Megan was like, "I'm starting my own bubble. Like, fuck this."
Yeah, I've been doing the bubble thing for a decade now, so I'm gonna be good with my bubble. You
wait,
know. What
like,
about you guys?
Like, how many people would have to leave your bubble for me to get in the bubble?
Oh, I didn't say I was like filling my bubble up to 10. I'm like,
oh, you're gonna keep it. You're gonna keep it small. Keep it intimate.
I'm gonna keep a small,
grown and
small,
sexy. Yeah.
Yeah. Grown and sexy event happening. Well, that sounded very strange.
Megan, if you if you do play a set tonight from 11 o'clock to 2 a.m. just for your neighbors, what are you gonna start with and what are you gonna end with?
Ooh.
What kind of question is this? What kind of question is this? What would I start with and what would I end with?
Meanwhile, Megan right now is going through all of her files on Serato.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm just thinking.
Okay, I'm going to answer for what
I
would do
first. In her folders that are named in very, very interesting ways.
I would do the same song for 3 hours.
Wow.
So it would be the same song, the first song, and the same song for the last one. And every song in between would be the same song.
So it's basically what you do for your podcast, which you would do if
you're
a DJ.
I would play my podcast 3 episodes and just get the streams up.
That would be pretty crazy. Megan's neighbors would hate her.
I don't know what I would do because it's like, well, one, obviously in radio and the radio rules and making sure you're playing the hit songs and the classic songs, but you know, it's like, and then you see what people are doing on IG. And then I'm like, okay, what would I, you know, think that like other people would want to hear that they haven't already been hearing, you know? I don't know. You know what I do miss? I miss Houston.
So maybe I would do, you know what I'd probably do?
It's been a while since I've played Houston music in a set, so I might do something like that and play some like Chopped and Screwed type stuff.
That'd be great.
What I would do. That's my answer, final answer.
Great.
Great final answer. Can I tell you something that nobody else knows?
Tell me.
Eric and I just booked Paul Wall for the podcast.
I love Paul. Paul is one of the nicest, most genuine... I love Paul. It's like any time like I ever needed anything or you know with music, I just love just he's just amazing energy. Like
absolutely.
He's just a great person. And
when was the first
legendary.
Time you met him?
I met Paul when I got to Houston. I got to Houston in 2015, I think. And I remember I went to the club and I was like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. Like I had been in the club for like an hour and a half, and in that hour and a half I didn't recognize a single song. Like that's how supportive like they are of their
about
local.
Their music. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how,
and it was
how important
crazy.
Was it for you when you hit that Summer Jam stage to bring out
That's why I was like it meant a lot to you know to me to be able to use like okay I have this moment and you know I just want to bring people
Bun
that
B.
helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Slim and Paul because Slim was actually like when I got to Houston and I started to learn the music, like Slim helped me out a lot just by like simply he would tweet me and was like, yo, I don't know who this is, but she's fired. Like and so like the, all that stuff just helped like when I got there. And so that's kind of how I met all of them. And then, you know, they came to support me at Summer Jam. And then, you know, when I got off stage and the whole Pimp C, oh God, it was a, but other than that, it was great.
Megan, we love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your neighbors.
Don't build a bike.
Stay safe. Stay creative. And stay playing those hits day and night. Megan, we'll talk to you very soon.
What if I don't want to get off?
I love a hostage situation. Wait, this is great. Yeah, keep going.
A hostage situation. Okay, fine. I'm going to leave on my own accord.
We love you, Megan.
Love you. Bye.
And now, Jeff, let's get on the phone with our friend, Sypha Sounds.
Hello.
Sypha!
What up?
Yo, what's up?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm all right, man. Trying to live day by day, you know?
I hear you. Yo, I heard a rumor that we're not allowed to have any comedy moving forward, so what are you choosing to do with your life from now on?
Wait, hold on. They're saying no more comedy ever?
Yeah, de Blasio just came out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good. Here's my problem, because the last couple of years, I'm going to say I've been crushing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Man, and you chose the wrong time.
Yeah. Now I'm realizing, because I left Hot 97, my well-paying job. And then I started making more money than I made when I was at Hot 97. So I was like, I made the right choice.
No.
And then all this, like, because even when shit opens back up, like, small basements with people all next to each other is not going to be the move.
No, and we have to be serious all the time, too. Fucked up.
I'm really waiting for somebody to start the, like, the...
Fires?
Like, the speakeasy. No, yeah. Like, the prohibition of how alcohol was in the 20s when it was illegal, and, like, all these people got rich.
That would be dope. Do you want to take time now on our public platform to announce your private club?
I don't have it yet.
Oh.
And also, you probably shouldn't announce it on public platform.
This was really not well thought out on my part.
This was ill-advised.
Because, like, you show up to the club, right? It's a secret, like, a back door of an alley, you know? And it's, like, in some, like, wherever the hipsters hang out. But it was, like, ironic. Now it's actually, like, we really need to start going to these places.
Yeah, so the Upper West Side.
Like, the basement of a... Yeah, the basement of a meatpacking factory. And then you gotta show your antibody test. Like, you had coronavirus already, and then now you don't have it.
What's more... What's more, like, going against the whole, you know, set of rules than by abiding by the rules?
Wow.
No, because we don't want to get sick.
No, that is true.
Because I think I had it.
Well, right? Okay, yeah, I was going to ask, because I feel like there's a part of you that's a hypochondriac. So, like, or did you actually have symptoms?
No, I'm not a hypochondriac.
Are you Jewish?
I am. My mom always said I sound like an old Jewish woman growing up. I drink a lot of cream soda and a lot of
I heard that cream soda you know, is good for the COVID, you know?
Yeah.
So I had a fever. I don't really get sick ever.
Mm-hmm.
I get sick like every other year, one of those type of sicks where I'm in bed for like 3 days. And I eat a lot of rye toast and chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, very again, Jewish.
Yeah, are you Jewish?
Yeah, ginger ale, you know? And then I'm fine. So I think I have, like, a good immune system. So I got a really bad fever one day, and then I had some really bad aches and pains. And my doctor said, you probably have it, just monitoring the symptoms. And then within 3 days, well, the fever was gone in one day, and then, like, 4 days, the symptoms were gone.
Shit.
So I probably got, you know, because a lot of people can get, like, the, you know, the light version of it.
Yeah.
So I just want to know if I had it so I can just go live my life.
Well, I mean, like, I think that everybody's saying that, like, in the next 2 weeks is when tests are going to start going out more mainstream. Or I'm just making that up. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who to believe anymore, so.
Yeah, drop this shit, man.
Saif, when you were traveling with Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Oh, God, the good old days.
When there was comedy in the world. Did you always have a feeling that people were taking pictures or taking videos when you were walking around?
No.
Because it's funny to watch, like, the Netflix special and see you and be like, oh, there's Saif, and there's Saif, and Saif's right there.
No, but that was different, because that was, like, a documentary film crew.
Yeah. I mean? But, like, there have had to been times when, like, you know, paparazzi have been around and just, like, capture you, like, right there.
I don't see a lot of paparazzi with comedians. Like, Dave is, like, he's not approachable, but he's not, like, being whisked around with security and limousines. You know what I mean? Like, comedians are kind of regular.
Yeah.
I mean, look, put it like this. Like, I've told stories before. Like, I've hung out with Jay-Z, where it's me, Jay, and, like, two other people walking down the street to a restaurant or something. And the only people that really react are, like, hip-hop fans. And they, like, give Jay, like, the Brooklyn salute.
Right.
Or some shit like, yo, Hov, what's up? Something like that. But if he's with Beyonce, it's a movie. Because she has like 30 people with her and it attracts all this. You know what I mean? Like, so it's different with like, with Dave. Like, I've seen Dave get paparazzi like when we run into like, when we go to London, we always go to that club, The Box.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always like cameras out there. But like, not really. Like, he can. I've walked down the street with him for a long time, and people just kind of yell out.
Do people like run up and give him daps?
Sometimes it depends who it is. Sometimes, but it's usually like, because also like we'll walk down the street. Like, I remember we were in D.C. Oh, actually, when we were there in D.C. for that Mark Twain thing.
Yes,
and people
that Mark Twain
them.
Thing. It's like the most Mark prestigious Twain. Like arts award that you can possibly get in this country.
The Mark Twainy thingy.
Yeah. Just belittle a man's entire career. That Mark Twain thing that he did. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what was that with a Mark Twain award? The people would walk by and then it's like they kind of stop and go, Was that Dave Chappelle? No. Was it Dave, you know? And that's it. Or they yell out something from Half Baked or the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, yeah. Are you now, moving forward, ready to give up any handshakes, any daps, any type of hugs?
Oh, that's actually the good part of it.
The silver lining.
That's actually, like, I still don't, like, people still, like, I saw my boy the other day on the West Side Highway when I was running, and he had gloves on, and he's like, sorry. He had a mask on, so I didn't know who he was, and he said who he was, and he went to go give me a pound, and I was like, you know, You don't have to, you know? The elbow thing is stupid.
Yep. Oh, so stupid. Okay, so I was at CVS, and I got recognized by a guy who works there, and he tried to give me the elbow, and I was so bummed out. I was just like, of all the things that you could do right now, like, if you're going to break the barrier, my personal space, like, just give me the handshake. Like don't even do this, like, made-up thing.
Here's another thing I don't understand. They tell us to cough into the inside of our elbows.
Yeah, but they're hitting you with the outside.
Oh, so the germs don't go a little bit on the outside?
No, everybody understands the barrier. There's a respect, you know?
Saif, are you loading up on masks, or do you rely on just one right now?
I got two baby masks that I had for just for fun.
Before it was
now
cool.
It's actually, yeah, now it's like for function.
And
so I still kill it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking to the spot. I walk into Target or the supermarket and everybody's got on a surgical mask and I got on like a camo bait mask. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still still killing it.
Yeah, and this is like, this is not a retro mask. This was one from like the late 90s, let's be clear.
The bait one?
Yeah, no?
No, this, I got it like last year.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you pulled it out of your collection from your basement or something like that.
No, no, these were like reissues.
Ah, oh. Well, now I think a lot less of you, Scythe.
Yeah. It was like, I would have rather that you lied to us.
You thought I made one out of like a bandana or something?
Yeah. Just butchered a t-shirt.
Scythe, how do you feel now that everyone in the world is stuck at home, is buying microphones, is using GarageBand, and is putting out podcasts? Now podcasts are like so in. Where were they about 12 years ago when you guys started Juan Epstein?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it doesn't feel different from what's going on now to even the last 2 years. Like, everyone has a podcast. Now, everyone is just trying to do them from home with shitty audio. Like, my favorite show is Live PD.
Uh-huh.
And they've been doing them from home. And, like, this one woman, she's on the show. Actually, it's called Live PD Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She has a nice house. And she's in, like, by her staircase. And it's fucking echoing. And, like, nobody from the production goes, hey, can you either go to another room or, like, get, like, a little lapel mic? You know what I mean? You could just get a little UCB lavalier mic and sound great.
Yeah.
Why are we dealing with this shitty audio? Why is the internet on TV now?
Horrible. Horrible.
And can I say one thing? Because you guys reach a lot of people.
Yeah.
We reach too many people.
Yeah, you reach a lot of people. And here's the thing. Why is everybody letting their beard go out of control?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't... Well, okay, so I don't really like... I don't do anything with my facial hair. Like, I shave everything
down. You shave,
down. Yeah. Yeah. How you say I shave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is a way to trim it. Right? Like,
you take shaving cream and a razor and you shave your face, right?
Yes. But, like, there's no middle ground between, like, oh, I have, like, a regular, you know, manicured beard to, oh, I'm the Unabomber. Like, there's no step.
Yeah, a lot of people in our world, like, I've never, ever put a razor to my face in my whole life. I've never put shaving cream on.
Never?
Never. I've never shaved with, shaving cream and, an actual razor. I have clippers.
Yeah.
Electric clippers. When I tour and I go get a cut the day before I go on the road.
Yep.
And then 3 weeks comes around and I haven't been home, and I'll bring my clippers, I'll plug them in, and I'll just trim it so it doesn't look like a wild beast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now everybody has a Philly beard. Like, every single person is just like, fuck it.
No, Philly beards are neat. Philly beards are Muslim beards.
Yeah.
So they're like rounded by the cheek, and then they're long and shaped. I saw Khaled the other night, and I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you have to be a professional barber, but you could just put your clippers and put an attachment and just bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think that people realize that.
Well, certainly Khaled does not.
Yeah, I think people are just like, oh, you want to know what? If I'm inside, then I have to just be a wild boy.
I think they're kind of like showing off. Like, it's a way to show off. Like, look at my quarantine beard. No, look at mine.
How much I've lost it.
Well, who did you expect this least from? Like Puff or Khaled? Like,
yeah.
Both of them are very, like, close-cropped, have, like, barbers all the time.
I feel like I was more surprised by Puff.
Barbers on stat. Puff Daddy, like, anyone who is old but tries to look young.
Yes.
And they're letting their gray beards come in.
Right.
Like, I expected them to be like, no, call a barber. Like, I've been on the phone with my barber numerous times. I'm like, how do I do this?
Mm.
How do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me, you know what I mean? And I keep it tight. I called one person, my boy Mo Ammer. He's a comedian. He's down with Dave also.
He's very funny.
He was in that Mark Twain thing.
That Mark Twain thing. You're so rude.
I called him on FaceTime and he was like, yo, how did you get a cut? I was like, I took a Clippers and I shortened everything.
What's the longest you let your hair grow, Sife?
Three weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks. A month if it's like really bad.
No, but like even in high school or something like that?
Oh, no. Back then, I didn't give a shit. I grew my hair long once. I kind of, like, whatever this curly Puerto Rican afro looks like, and I hated it. So I just always keep it neat.
Wait, how have you done it inside?
You know you could go outside, right?
No.
That's, again, comedy and going outside, not allowed.
But also, my barber is not working, like, anywhere. And also, like, I bought clippers, which I got them from my barber, and then about 3 weeks later, he said, oh, they're sold out. Here's your money back. So my hair is still growing.
What, the top part?
All of it. Mostly the sides
and
the back.
Yeah, but you shave your face, though.
I shave my face. I don't shave the sides and back of my head.
Yeah, we're not Peter. Sife, you have this great partnership with Monster. You've been running around with them for a while now.
Yeah.
Since you're not on the road, do you have, like, tons of cases of Monster energy drink showing up at your house?
No, they're not. I don't have them delivered right now because I have a fortress of solitude made out of Monster cans. It's funny you bring that up. I was just thinking, like, how can I donate tons of cans of Monster? Like, who needs it? Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, EMS, ambulance drivers or cops, like, how do I get that to them? I have so much that I want to give it away.
I mean, the easiest way is to throw it.
Wait, if people want to find Sife Sounds, they can find him running along the West Side Highway, right?
Yeah.
Usually on the West Side, yeah.
Do you want to say a specific time so people could just stop you and,
yeah, no,
and,
I go,
and not dap
yeah,
you?
Yeah, shout out your block.
I'm not going to tell you a specific time, but I will say when the Monk marathon, like, Monk is on like four episodes a day. Once those are done, then that's when I hit the sheets. Yeah, Monk.
Before you run your marathon, you watch a Monk marathon.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be like a riddle.
But no, you know what I'm going to start doing? Just at 7 o'clock when everybody starts cheering?
Yep.
I'm just going to throw Monster cans out the window. Like.
Sife, are you binging anything on TV right now besides Monk?
Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when all this happened, I would go on a binge, like, a marathon of binging. But, like, I don't have the desire because it's like I have this weird thing about me where I don't like when I have to do what you tell me to do or what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're supposed to binge right now because you have nothing. So I don't know. Something inside me fights it. So I've been watching. I watch a lot of cop shows, but like
cops.
But I've,
like,
been getting a lot of, you know, like, I love Blue Bloods.
Mm. Oh, like scripted cop shows, not cops, yeah, where they're running after people in, like, Florida.
No. I also watch those. I watch Live PD. I watch a lot of Crime and Investigation Channel, Homicide Hunter, Lieutenant Kenda.
Does this does this enter your real life where if you see something suspicious on the street, you try to figure out, like, what the play is?
I've Googled how to become a private eye. I've Googled
that. If the comedy thing ends today, yeah, you could definitely become
a private eye.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at it, so I think I might have to take a call. I gotta find a skill because what am I gonna do? I have no income.
Besides reselling Monster, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about trying to either private eye or, because, like, I'm, like, well known in certain places.
One would suspect you of being a private eye.
I'm very famous in New York. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Josephine Baker? She was like a spy in World War II, but she was like a singer.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I could be like her.
That would be. Like, that would be amazing.
Like, yo, your Wikipedia page would be so good.
Imagine, Scythe ends a set at some comedy club in, like, you know, Houston, Texas, and then someone meets him out back and gives him some notes, and Scythe starts his second career from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
I think that's why, to be honest with you, that's why I'm trying to get in shape, because...
to track down perps?
Have to start like I might have to start parkouring off of buildings and stuff, you know, chasing perps.
Wait, you think this is going to be like Men in Black?
What do you think the cutoff is for the NYPD? The age?
55.
Yo, by the way, Scythe, I would so watch a TV show of you going to training and like you and all of these like 22-year-olds just like going through the ropes course. Yeah,
every single time that you like or start like panting, you're just like, I'm too old for this shit.
You know, like, yeah, everyone's always just like, I need to go back in for one more job. This is like Scythe being like, I need to go in for my first job.
Yeah, just chugging Monster.
I literally been doing what I do since I was 8, 19. I don't have no other skills.
Man. That's the most...
I literally, last year, 2019 is my lucky number. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put all my focus onto this stand-up thing. I said, I wasn't even taking a lot of DJ gigs because I just wanted to focus on stand-up. And it was going fabulously.
And now?
And this stupid shit. This stupid shit. I don't know what to do.
Well, also, I mean, like, DJs are in a really tough spot now, too. I mean, like, I feel like, of anything, comedy is probably the better choice than being a DJ right now.
This is true.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No disrespect, man. But these live DJ sets, what's happening?
Well, my favorite is when people who have, like, two followers. And then, like, I am the one person who steps in. And then I stay for, like, way too long.
And they're playing off their computer.
And I'm, like, making conversation with these DJs.
Here's my problem. You're watching someone DJ, which is boring as fuck. Then they're just staring at the screen to read comments. So, like, it's so awkward. Like, get a different screen. Get an iPad or something that you can read your comments and not stare at the phone that's recording you.
But, I mean, that is why DJ D-Nice's thing, like, worked, right? Him shouting everybody out. Like, you sort of have to have that in you to make everybody, like, you have to, it's a combination of playing good music, sure, but also it's really about, like, acknowledging the people who are there.
Right.
You could shout them out reading a different device.
Can you imagine, Scythe, if all this happened, like, when the tunnel was still popping, and then you were DJing there, and you just shouted out everybody who shouted you out as they walked in?
I mean, I've shouted out a lot of people.
Wait, shout them out now. We reached a lot of people on this podcast.
I don't have any shout-outs. I don't have any friends, man. Aww. I'm so happy you guys called.
No, well,
yeah, but we only did this for the show.
Scythe, we love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Good luck with this whole private investigation turn in your career.
Yeah, honestly...
Yeah.
And yes, we will be checking in more. I do hope that you pursue this. Like, I don't even know what the next step is. Like, do you have to take a course?
You know what?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I want this to be a regular thing. Let's call Scythe and see how this progresses as we go through these COVID-19 months.
19 is his lucky number.
19 is your lucky number. Scythe, it's
COVID
always great to hear your voice. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
You too. Stay safe, guys.
All right, thanks.
And get a haircut.
Shout out to Scythe Sounds. Shout out to Megan Wright. And shout out to Action Bronson. Jeff, are we back tomorrow?
We are back every day forever.
As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
See you guys tomorrow.